As news of the gang crackdown spread through South Los Angeles, many residents voiced their support for the police sweep. They say gang violence has plagued their neighborhoods, and they applauded the arrests of the members of the Rolling 40s gang.
It causes problems for a lot of people that live in the area, and I mean, if they're doing something about it, then that's good. At least there's not going to be as much crime in the area.
It really does need to be a crackdown on all the gangs, not just the Rolling 40s, but all of them, because too many senseless killings and things are happening that shouldn't be happening.
I lost a friend to gang violence. The police are doing a good job of it. Not that I support them or anything, but they're doing their job.
People are scared to come out or, you know, don't want to say anything when they see things like that. Because, you know, you've been around gangs in this area especially. Well, I think they should try to take them out.
But some people who work to prevent gang membership say some law enforcement measures only exacerbate the problem rather than fix it. Vernon Andrews is the founder and program director of Big Homies Mentorship Program.
You got too many injunctions. How are you going to put a gang injunction in a neighborhood where that hypothetically me and you brother and sister and that they say we on the gang injunction and we having a family gathering, we can't be together? That's wrong. That's wrong, and that needs to be addressed. But people are scared because they don't want to confront the police department.
Still, community leaders say something must be done to alleviate the fear culture that gangs can create. Carol White is the head of the 90037 Neighborhood Council.
This has just been a problem that's been plaguing our community for some time. We have many residents that will report things to us as leaders of the community, but will not report activities to the police. So it's just something that has been very long coming and very much needed.
White says that while she and other residents are happy to hear about the gang sweep, they all hope that no innocent people were caught up in the arrests. Hannah Kim, Annenberg Radio News.